Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. It's good to see you this morning. Amen. We want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning and just ask His blessings upon this time and touch these needs. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a place to go in time of need. Father, we can call upon you. You said that you would be that ever-present help in time of trouble. And we ask this morning that you touch and minister to every need, every heart. Father, just to put your hand upon each one. Help us this morning. You've heard the names, the needs, and Father, many things we don't even know, don't understand in this life. But we know that you can be trusted with it all. And we just ask you to touch and move and minister to our hearts. Give grace and give help and give comfort and peace and healing this morning. Touch these names and needs that's been called out, those that's on our prayer list, those, Father, that just shut in, that need a touch, need help this morning. We ask you to minister and to put your hand upon them. And Father, we thank you for each and every one. Thank you for this day, for this time. Ask you to lead us now as we go on into this service and bless. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 If you will, let's all stand this morning. We're going to sing page 343. Revive us again. If the Christian is honest, he has to say, or she has to say, probably many times, Lord, revive me again. We as Christians, we get sometimes on spiritual life support. And see, it's no strange thing, because even when we look at Scripture, we find that, you know, even the prophet, he just sat down under the willow tree. Just give up. Others that thought that, well, what good is it going to do? We get tired. We get weary. The Bible tells us to not be weary in well-doing. But amen, to keep on, to continue. Amen. And this morning I want to preach to you. And I was telling yesterday afternoon, we had a busy weekend with everything that we were doing. They had the big sale, and of course y'all know we doing some of that kind of stuff. And I had a real busy Friday and Saturday, and yesterday evening late, loading all that stuff back up. And I was struggling. I wasn't sure I was going to get it all loaded back up and get it all to the house. And we were at Sister Kathy's, and I told her and Pam, I said, well, it's kind of ironic. I said, when I was looking and studying and getting ready, I said, I titled my message for this morning. I didn't realize it might be just for me. And the title is very simple. It just says, help me. Help me. Help me. and call for help, a cry for help. Amen. Do you need help this morning? Amen. I do. I need help. The book of Matthew says in Matthew chapter number 15, we'll just start reading in verse number 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Amen. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Father, we ask you to help us now as we look to these words and, Father, to your word this morning to touch us, to anoint us, and make us an able minister of the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. A songwriter wrote a song, and he said, I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I would be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all alone. I thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learned to stand because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen. This lady that came, her daughter, grievously vexed with the devil. She came unto Jesus and she was crying unto him. So much so that the disciples, as Jesus said, send her away. But amen, but she was crying unto Jesus. She had come to the end of herself. She had come to a place where she knew that there was only one thing that could help what she needed. And it was Jesus. She said, help me. And she cried. And of course, Jesus said some words to her that when we read them, we think, well, that's harsh words. But in the context of who they were and the Jews and the Gentiles and the people of that day and how that they viewed one another, Jesus said he came to the house of Israel. And Jesus made a statement to her that she didn't dispute because she knew the statement, she knew it was true. And Jesus just said something that she could relate to. He said, we fix supper, we put it on the table for the kids, for the family to eat. We don't feed the dogs and then let the family eat after the dogs. Jesus said, that's not what I do. But see, this woman, she knew where the help was. And she didn't dispute. But she told Jesus, she said, I know this. What we might say is, she said, but when you get finished, when the children get finished eating, you take the scraps and what's left over and the dogs get to eat the scraps. And she said, I'm looking, if I can just get some scraps, if I can just get some of the crumbs from Jesus, that's what I need. She said, will you help me? Help me. Amen. You know what Jesus did? Amen. He helped her. Amen. He helped her. The word help means, and as you listen to me read this definition here of the word help, you know, in the dictionary it gives us, and I've got definition, I've got A, B, and C this morning. And we can take them and they all apply, and we've probably had them all applied to us in each case. But it begins A, to aid, to assist, to lend strength or means toward effecting a purpose, as to help a man in his work, to help another to raise a building, to help one to pay his debts, to help the memory or the understanding. B, to assist, to succor, to lend means of deliverance, as to help one in distress, to help one out of prison. C, to relieve, to cure, or to mitigate pain or disease. Help me. Help me. That was her cry, help me. What is it this morning that we need help with today? God help us. One of the things that keeps us from asking for help, amen, it's pride. It's pride. I mean, I'm reminded often of, and I know I've shared it before, of Daddy telling about the man where he put the groceries on the porch, and he would said, I don't want them. I don't want no charity down there from the church. And listen, he didn't have anything. He didn't want church giving him nothing. He didn't think much about the church, didn't think much about God and all that. Amen. Pride. But amen, pride keeps us from helping. Keeps us from asking for help. Amen. A lot of times we're a lot more willing to help than we are to ask for help. But God help us. You know what the Bible says when it talks about the gifts, when he talks about the gifts that he gave to the church, you know what gifts he gave some people? He gave them the gift of helps. And then many times we refuse the help. We won't ask the folks that God give the gift to help because we don't want nobody helping us. And the one that really helping us is God, because he's gifted these people with a gift to help, and amen, and we won't let them help. But I tell you what had happened here to this lady. She'd come to the place where she was ready to ask for help. I mean, she was wanting help. Boy, you can look at all through Scripture and you can find people. And see, God can get us to the end of ourselves where we're willing to ask for some help. God, I need some help. Recognizing that, amen, that I cannot do it on my own. Amen, I cannot walk without you holding my hand. The psalmist, oh, many times, listen, David, King David, King David shared his need for help in the book of Psalm chapter 22. We read in verse number 18, and we know that this has reference to Jesus on the cross, but I mean also David was in places where he needed help. But in verse 18 it says, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture. But be not thou far from me, O Lord. O my strength, hasten thee to help me. You see, we notice in the last degree of personal weakness, he calls the Lord my strength. God, if I've got any strength left, it's you. God, if I'm going to make it through this difficulty or through this trial, God, if I'm going to survive this, it's going to be because of your strength. Help me. Because I have spent all the energy that this flesh has, everything that I have is gone, amen, from me, and I just need, amen, your help. You are my strength now. Help me. That's why the Christian can say, when I am weak, then am I strong. Because God will help us. Because He is our help. Again, David in Psalms chapter number 38, We read him saying there in Psalm 38, in chapter 38, in verse number 21. He says, "Forsake me not, O Lord, O my God. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." Amen. It's a call for help. Forsake me not, O Lord. Now's the time when I need you the most. Don't forsake me. He called upon God for help when sickness, when slander, when sin, when we as the saints of God are beset with many evils. There's times in our life when we get right here where David was. We need help, and you know what? Amen, we need it now. He said, "Help me." So that was just his cry. "Help me. Help me. God, I need you to touch me. I need you to help me." Him as a poor pleader, he was crying, "I'm about to expire. God, help me. God, help me." Sorrows can bring an urgency to our prayers. Troubles can bring an urgency to our prayers. I've told you before, I've seen in my own life, I have been in places where things is happening and I'm getting, you know, maybe frustrated and aggravated with certain things and upset at certain things that don't really matter a hill of beans one way or the other. And all of a sudden, something that really matters, something happens. And all of a sudden, that thing that I was worried about and upset about, you know what? It didn't matter what happened over it. It didn't mean nothing. Because something serious was laid down at my feet. And all of a sudden, amen, God put it there was an urgency to pray about something that mattered. Amen, I needed some help. There was, and others, family members, different ones needed help. And amen, they needed it now. And see, here's the thing, I'm glad. I'm glad that as David did, I'm glad as others throughout Scripture did, whenever I need help, amen, the Bible said that He will be a present help in time of trouble. We have a place to go. Amen. The child of God has somebody to call upon whenever they need help. Listen to what He says in Psalms 109. He says over in Psalms 109 in verse number 26, He says, "Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to Thy mercy." Save me according to Thy mercy. What great mercy God has. You see, here's the thing about God's mercy. Not one of us here today sitting in this building, not one person that hears my voice, amen, has ever seen the boundaries of God's mercy. Help me according to Thy mercy. This was the prayer of the psalmist. And God's mercy is great. And he said, "Help me." And so the psalmist, we see over and over again, calling, crying for God's help. You see, the scriptures are clear about this fact and about this life. Try what we want, do what we can. It says you're going to be here for a few days. For a few days. You know, when we were young, when I was young, I thought we'd be here a lot of days. I thought, you know, a lot of days. God gives me a few more months, I'm going to turn 60. I mean, when I was young and I thought folks in their 60s was old, I found out they ain't. Ain't old. And see, God knew what He was talking about when He said, "You're going to be here in this life. You're going to be here for a few days." And He said, and in them few days, He said, "I'm going to tell you," He said, "I want you to know what to expect. It's going to be full of trouble. It's going to be full of trouble." And I look around here this morning and I can say amen. Because see, we've all experienced and we've all seen. We've a few days, and it's full of trouble. My phone has rung, and listen, I'm going to tell you, I hate to hear my phone ring at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. I hate to hear it ring because trouble has showed up again. It ain't always at that time of day. I mean, it's different times, but listen, trouble comes. There's troubles that's shown up at my house, at my family, amen, that guess what? You know what I've been able to do about it to fix it? Nothing. Can't make it better. Some of those phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning, amen, you know what I've been able to do to fix it, to make it better? Amen, just show up. Ain't nothing I can do. It's trouble. You know what we do? We bow down and we pray and we ask God, here we are. God, we just need you to help us. We need you to help us. We're at our wits' end. We're weak. And we need your help. And amen. And time and time again, I have experienced and I've watched God show up and help. I've watched God give grace and give mercy and things that people said, I don't think I can go through that. But here we are today. Amen. By the grace of God. Because in our time of need, in our time of trouble, we prayed. When we didn't think we could go another mile, amen, God showed up. We prayed when it looked like that our world was caving in and that there wouldn't be any more good days. You see, we get like Jacob sometimes in this life. We get to the place where we just refuse to be comforted. I mean, they tried to comfort him. He refused it. And he even said, I'm going to go down to my grave. And amen, there's been some things in my life, and I'm sure in your life, that amen, we thought at the time that I may just go on down to my grave. It might not be any days any better. Things might not get no better. But amen, God showed up, and the sun came back out. And Joseph, while he was down in Egypt, amen, there come a day when he said to his brothers, he said, I know what you mean. He said, you meant it for evil. He said, but God meant it for good. God was helping you before you ever even knew you was in trouble. You know what God was doing for us before we knew he was in trouble? He was dying for our sins. Before we ever even recognized or knew, amen, that we was in trouble, amen, he went to Calvary. Before we ever, amen, when we was rejected and we didn't want him and we didn't love him, he loved us. Amen, he was helping. The book of Mark chapter number 9, verse number 21. Jesus asking this man, this father, in verse 21, and he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it hath cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Have compassion on us and help us. Then he goes on. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Here's another man. We had, when we started, we had the woman coming that her daughter was grievously vexed with the devil and she was calling out for help. Now we got a father coming and amen, his son is tormented and he's asking for help. He said, Lord, if you can do anything, he said, have compassion on us and help us. Help us. Jesus said, if you can just believe, all things are possible to them that believe. If you can believe. Do you believe? Boy, here's something right here. This dad, he come to Jesus for one reason. He couldn't do anything. Now Jesus is telling him, if you can just have faith, of the grain of mustard seed, it's possible. You mean as long as I believe, everything can be I believe. How much do you believe? See, he recognized the weakness even in his faith. And he didn't just pray and ask for his son. But see, his son needed him to have faith. And he said, you know, I can't come to this place to find help and need help and leave and know the reason we didn't get help is because I couldn't believe. God, I believe. But he said, I know me. Help thou mine unbelief. Help my weakness. Even my faith needs strength. God, help me. Give me grace to believe. Give me grace that I might have the faith that I need. And amen, God even gives us grace to believe. He gives us a grace to help us. Amen. We call He'll not only strengthen us and give us strength in this, in our physical body. Amen. He'll strengthen our spiritual man. You know what He'll do? He'll revive us again. He'll help us. I don't know how many times in my life, if you'd have walked in, spiritually speaking, you'd have seen me down on the floor and you'd have seen God over there giving me mouth to mouth and pumping my heart. You know, getting what's going on? Well, we just kind of, we got to revive Him again. He's had a mess and He's struggling. We getting Him back. We're getting Him back to life. We're reviving Him. We give Him a little bit of energy. And amen, we get up and we run a while. And amen, next thing you know, well, there He is again. God, what you is? Well, we got to revive Him again. He run out of juice. See, the Bible tells us, you know what? It's, amen, God, we get filled with the Spirit, but the filling of the Spirit's something, amen, you know, when we need it, we need it every day. We need it every day. You know how often I need God's help? I need it every day. Now I'm going to tell you, and here's the reality of these situations that we've looked at this morning and that we see. We need God's help every day, and we can say that, and we can all say amen. But we all know this. As in these cases, there's times in our life when it gets real just how much we need God's help. They need it now. Her daughter was grievously vexed. This man's son, he was tormented. We need help. The psalmist cried out, help me, help me. We all know about Peter. He stepped out of the boat. He's going to Jesus. It's impossible to walk on the water. Amen. I mean, the closest I ever seen it was last summer when Caitlin saw a shark while she was wading along the sandbar. I think she lowered the level of St. Andrew's Bay for just a little bit, getting back to the boat. What's going on? She said. I said to her, she said, a shark! But see, she wasn't walking on the water. She was just walking a lot faster than I could. But we know it's impossible to walk on the water. But Peter was walking on the water. But it didn't take very long. And he done just like we do. He got looking around at the circumstances. But you know what he said? He just cried out, Lord, save me. Now he wasn't a lost sinner. I mean, he was a believer. And see, that's where a lot of us, amen, even as believers in life, we just need to cry. We just got to cry out, Lord, save me. And so he did. He called him and he raised him up. He helped him. Amen. He said he was that present help. Peter needed help and God helped. Jesus got in a boat, went to sleep. When he went to sleep, storm boisterous and waves raging. Disciples began to be terrified. And they went down there and they woke Jesus and they asked Jesus a question. Probably if we're honest with ourselves, questions that we've either asked or thought. Lord, carest thou not that we perish? Listen, everything that Jesus has done in His life is so that we can live. And He got up and He went and He said to the waves, to the storm, He said, peace, be still. And the Bible said there was a great calm. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I don't know where you are, don't know what's going on, but I can promise you this, Jesus that stepped out on that wind and said, peace be still, and everything calmed down, He can still help. Amen. He can calm the storms, or He can calm you in the middle of the storm. And amen, sometimes He does it both. Amen. The three Hebrew children still had to go into the fire, but amen, He went with them. Amen. He stepped out on the waves that day and He said, peace, and amen, the storm just stopped. And amen, those that were on board, and they looked, and they asked this question amongst themselves. They said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the waves obey His voice? Amen. Amen. He's still speaking. He's still calming winds and waves. He's still there to give help when we need help. What manner of man is this? You see, this is great help. I've marveled as our sister comes to play this morning. I've marveled at how God has helped. I've seen it in situations where people had said there is no hope. But God showed up. And I marvel at what God has done. But then there's times, even after me marveling at what God does, that I've hesitated to say, God, I need Your help. I just need some help. And that song that we begin with, that we read, last verse of that, it says, I think that I'll make Jesus my all. From now on, when I'm in trouble, on Him I will call. If I don't trust Him, I'll be less than a man. You see, I can't even walk without You holding my hand. Will you stand with us this morning as our sister plays, every head bowed and every eye closed? If you have a need this morning, if you desire prayer, I ask while we wait just a minute that you come this morning. Amen. And there's still help at Calvary this morning. Amen. While we wait just a minute.